This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Thursday, September 4th. Let's go to the news. Let's begin with the very latest on Mick Foley. Mick Foley has confirmed in a statement issued by his talents agency to PW Torch and All Media that he is a free agent. This is his pithy statement. As of today, I am a free agent in the world of professional wrestling. I will always be grateful to WWE for affording me so many incredible opportunities over the past 13 years, but feel the time is right to pursue other endeavors. The move frees me up to participate in more films, television, in voice roles, autograph sessions, speaking engagements, volunteer work, and will allow me the time to start work on a third novel, a fourth wrestling memoir, and a new children's story. Over the next few weeks, I'll be working with my management team at Braverman Bloom and pursuing a couple of unique investment opportunities. I can confirm I have had discussions with TNA Wrestling and have come to a short-term agreement. I'm very excited about the specifics of the agreement and the potential it holds. Interesting statement. It sounds as if Foley has a lot he wants to do. It's too bad color commentary on SmackDown didn't last. It made my Friday night coverage of SmackDown more interesting. But we got Matt Stryker in the trade, and that's actually not as bad of a trade-off as I would have thought a month or so ago. He wants to do a lot, though. I mean, it kind of comes across like he is trying to prove something with this statement in kind of a weird way. I mean, why include that he's pursuing a couple of investment opportunities? Is that really our business, and how does that enhance anyone's knowledge of anything? I mean, it to me, if I'm a PR agent, I look at this, I go, this comes across a little overdone. It's just my opinion, but it just seems like he's kind of bragging about all the stuff he intends to do. I mean, it looks like my to-do list when I graduated college and what I wanted to get done, you know, in my lifetime. And, you know, I want to write a book. I want to write another book. I want to write another book. I want to invest in things. I want to work for this wrestling company. I want to do voice roles in film and television. And I mean, come on. It's a little much. But that said, it's all true. He does have a lot of things he wants to do, and having to fly out every Tuesday to record SmackDown, and you know, the pay might not have been great. I think if it was great, I think he would have stayed. He might have even put up with being yelled at by Vince McMahon in one of Vince's crazier moods. But now he has a chance to do what he wants, and certainly I would hope, and I would expect, knowing how he handles his money, that he's got enough money to spend, or enough money that he doesn't have to be anywhere he doesn't want to be at any time in his life. I mean, he gets to, he should be able to do what he wants. Not that he doesn't want to make money, and more of it, but I think he can walk away from WWE without a lot of worry. This statement obviously confirms the story that we broke last week, confirming, a reporting for the first time that Mick Foley had come to terms with TNA. He was not able to sign anything yet, technically. Doesn't mean he didn't, I don't think he did. Because officially he can't sign anything until his WWE deal expires, I believe, which was on Monday. So that the statement was released yesterday because he was now a free agent officially. But yeah, it does confirm our report from earlier that he had come to terms, agreement on terms of how to participate with TNA. We did not say he signed. I know some people attributed that to us out there because people don't know how to read and rewrite news from other sources. It's not that tough, but our wording was specific that he had come to terms and had not signed anything. And we don't know the details of the terms, if it was long-term or short-term. At that point, he has now confirmed it's a short-term agreement, and that he will be, we don't know anything more other than he's excited about it. And so I'm excited, too. If he's excited about the potential it holds, then who knows? Maybe it'll turn into a lot more. So good news on that front for TNA fans and for Mick Foley fans. Once we knew he was done with SmackDown, I think we were kind of thinking, well, what can he do if he's not with WWE, and it sounds like he's going to do a lot. I know that there's already conversation, some skepticism about whether he really has a fourth wrestling memoir in him. I think writing two memoirs is borderline arrogant. Mick Foley's life is interesting enough that he has enough to say in that second one to probably make it worth writing. When you start getting into four memoirs and you're less than 50 years old, I mean, more power to him. And if people want to read it, and they probably will because he's an entertaining writer, then go for it. But I just don't know if enough has happened. If he's really willing to go all out, if the third one he held back, I'll put it this way. If in the third one he wrote it differently because it was going to be with WWE Press, and now he can be free to speak and is going to, then strip away any criticism. I'm all for it. But if we're going to get something where he's kind of hedging and, well, I might want to work for Vince again, so I'm going to not tell this story, or I'm going to, you know, kiss a little butt here, you know, please save us the trouble. As for a new children's story or a new novel, obviously he loves to write. He's done it before, and so I'm interested to see what happens there. As for his investment opportunities, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if that's interesting to all of us. On the Gail Kim front, we do have some news. We reported this on PWTorch.com yesterday. We've been trying to cover the Gail Kim story as much as we could. I held off for a few days on this, but got further confirmation, so I went with it, that she has been in talks with TNA again. All right, that concludes the five-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter, where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week, with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.